Brilliant Audio presents
How to Murder Your Mother-in-Law by Dorothy Cannell. Mother-in-law dear, pray do come to dine. We'll have roasted pheasant and a fine hemlock wine. 1. Some women are born to meddle. They lurk in bathrooms, sticking their noses into medicine cabinets and rehanging the toilet paper. They lecture other people's children and put their neighbors' houseplants on diets. They would tell God what was wrong with heaven if they got half a chance. Enough is enough. I say they should be shot at dawn, every last one of them, including Mrs. Bentley T. Haskell of Merlin's Court, Chittenden Fells. For if anyone should have the words, "I will mind my own business," monogrammed on her forehead, it is I. In a flush of family feeling, I decided to host a wedding anniversary dinner party for my parents-in-law, Magdalene and Elijah Haskell. Nothing elaborate, you understand. Just a beef stew with a slight French accent, a salad there, and perhaps a chocolate blancmange masquerading as a mousse. "Ellie, you're the salt of the earth," Dad would say. And Mum would pipe in with, "I don't know why it's taken me so long to appreciate your wonderful qualities." Being the occasional wet blanket, my husband wasn't keen on the idea. How I wish I had listened to Ben! And how sad it is to say that all I seem to learn from my mistakes is how to make new ones. When the big day arrived, I was still feeling on top of my game. Ben had offered to come home early from Abigail's, his restaurant in the village, but I stuck to my guns. I know I'm not as eclectic in my choice of lettuce as is my beloved. And I once wore out a pair of shoes looking for clarified butter in every supermarket in town. I eat a lot better than I cook, as is woefully apparent.